بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب الحث على الازدياد من الخير في أواخر العمر. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير. صدق الله العظيم. قال ابن عباس: والمحققون معناه أولم نعمركم 60 سنة، ويؤيد الحديث الذي سنذكره إن شاء الله. وقيل معناه 18 سنة، وقيل 40 سنة، قاله الحسن والكلبي والمسروق. ونقل عن ابن عباس أيضا رضي الله تعالى عنهما، ونقلوا أن أهل المدينة كانوا إذا بلغ أحدهم 40 سنة تفرغ للعبادة، وقيل هو البلوغ. This is the chapter wherein the heading of which is encouragement to increase one's exertion in doing good deeds, particularly in the latter stages of one's life. In other words, when one attains old age. How long we are going to live in this world, this is something that is not in our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided this before our creation also. However, there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that with the passage of time, with the onset of old age, naturally there should be a greater consciousness within us as to the reality of mort, as to the reality of death, and there should be a greater consciousness within us that we have to realize that now we have to prepare for the time when we have to leave this world. There's an Arabic expression, they say, "Ash-shababu shu'batun min al-junun," that youth is one branch of madness. When a person is a young man, he has his whole life in front of him. For such a person not to be concerned about mort and akhirat, whilst it is a dangerous mindset, to some extent it is understandable, because he's still young, he thinks he has a long time. But when a person is old, the hair has become white, the bones have become frail, he has become the target of sickness, many, many years have passed. For such a person to still not be conscious about mort, about qabr, about akhirat, and we find that this is a very, very dangerous situation to find oneself in. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah particularly mentions fi awakhir al-umr, in the last stage of one's life, as one gets older, more and more we should be realizing that the time for us to leave this world has come near. It's mentioned about Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, that he saw a person and he asked him, kam ata alayka min umrik, that my brother, tell me, how old are you? So this person responded and he said, 60 sana. He says, my age is 60. So he said, mundu 60 sana tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil. He says, my brother, for the last 60 years you are on a journey, you are on a train of life. Don't you think the time for you to reach your destination has come near? How much longer do you expect this life to be? On the one hand, we must understand, my respected brothers, that when a person reaches old age in Islam, this is a great ni'mat. It is a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many years of the life have passed. Shaitan has made so much of effort. There were so many challenges, yet Allah blessed this person with the ability to withstand all those challenges. Now he has reached the age of 60, 70, 80, and he has still protected his Islam. This is a great ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned about Yahya bin Aqsam rahimullah, was a muhaddith in the time of Ma'mun al-Rashid. Great muhaddith, great scholar. When he passed away, someone saw him in a dream and they asked him the question. They said, how did Allah deal with you? So he said, when I was presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala was very angry with me. And Allah said to me, Ya shakhas tu fa'alta kada, Ya shakhas fa'alta kada. And oh, you old man, you did this and you did this and you did this. And all my wrongs, all my sins were being recounted in front of me. I felt that I was doomed. But I responded and I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا سَمِعْتُ عَنْكَ هَذَا, that Ya Allah, this is not what I heard about you. How you will deal with me, how you are presently dealing with me, this is contrary to the knowledge that I have received about you. So Allah ta'ala asked him that, what did you hear? What did you hear about me? So imagine what a great muhaddith. He had devoted his entire life to the service of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That even in front of Allah Ta'ala now he is making bayan of hadith. So he begins and he says, حَدَّثَنِي Abdul Razak and Ma'amar and Zuhri and Urwat ibn Zubair and Aisha radiallahu anha and Habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel Anka Inni astahi an wa'adhib dha shaybatin fil Islam wa ana shibtu fil Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says, what did you hear about me? He says, Ya Allah, it has been reported to me by Abdul Razak, who narrated from Ma'amar, who narrated from Zuhri, who narrated from Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrated from Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, who narrated from your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was informed by Jibreel, that you yourself have said that it embarrasses me to punish someone who has reached old age in Islam. Wa ana shibtu fil Islam. And I have reached old age in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala responded and told me that Sadaqa Abdul Razak, wa Sadaqa Ma'amar, wa Sadaqa Zuhri, wa Sadaqa Urwa bin Zubair, wa Sadaqat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, wa Sadaqa Habibi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa Sadaqa Jibreel, wa ana astaqul qailin, inni ghafartu lak. That Allah Ta'ala responded and said that Abdul Razak spoke the truth, Ma'amar spoke the truth, Zuhri spoke the truth, Urwa bin Zubair spoke the truth, Aisha radiallahu anha spoke the truth, my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth, Jibreel spoke the truth, and I am the most truthful of all those who speak the truth. I have made your maghfirah and I have forgiven you. So reaching old age in Islam, as we mentioned, my respected brothers, this is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, it is itmam hujjat also. In other words, it is the completion of the proof against us. That so many years Allah gave us, so many opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Now that we have reached old age, we have run out of excuses. We should in fact now be devoting ourselves and exerting ourselves with the passage of life, with every passing year. The point, my respected brothers, that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is trying to make, that with every passing year, the consciousness and awareness of qabr, akhirat, jannat, jahannam, this should be increasing within us. And to illustrate this, he mentions the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. In order to truly appreciate the message of this verse, we have to understand what precedes this. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يَخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the people of kufr who will go into Jahannam. At that time, they will say to Allah Ta'ala, they will entreat that رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. They will say, Allah, take us out from Jahannam. Take us out from Jahannam. Now we will do good deeds. What will be the response? What will Allah say? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah will say, did we not give you enough life? Didn't we give you enough age in order to heed the warning, and our warners came to you? Now the question, my respected brothers, is that what is this age that Quran is referring to? Where Allah Ta'ala says, you were given sufficient age. You were given sufficient time in this world. What is that period of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to? With regards to that, many muhaddiseen, mufassireen have different opinions. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions a few of them. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and the muhaqqiqeen. With regards to the meaning of what is that age, they say it refers to the age of 60. And the hadith which is coming in front will illustrate this point further. Another opinion that is given is that it refers to the age of 18. When a person reaches the age of 18, that now is sufficient for him to realize that the life in this world is temporary. Another opinion is that it refers to the age of 40. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, أَدْرَكْتُ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمِ بِبَلَدِنَا وَهُمْ يَطْلُبُونَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْعِلْمِ وَيُخَالِطُونَ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ لِأَحَدِهِمْ 40 سَنَةً فَإِذَا أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ اَعْتَزَلُ النَّاسِ وَاشْتَغَلُوا بِالْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say that the people of knowledge of Medina Munawwara, in my time, I noticed and I observed, they would seek the knowledge of deen and they would make the effort of dunya and they would mix with the people also until they reached the age of 40. When that age of 40 was reached, then they cut themselves off from the people and devoted themselves entirely to akhirat until maut came to them. So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was of the opinion that dunya, you can carry on with. Dunya and deen, like I said, is a challenge that's facing us all the time. How much effort we make for dunya, how much effort we make for akhirat. He would say both of them carry on. But once you reach the age of 40, now is enough. 40 years Allah gave you to seek dunya, now you stop. And from the age of 40, devote yourself entirely to akhirat. It is mentioned many sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they used to reach the age of 40, they would stop any involvement in trade or commerce and devote themselves entirely to deen. Inshallah, we'll continue.